From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting words of condemnation from China after North Korea's latest launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. That missile was in the air for 40 to 45 minutes, reaching a peak altitude of 3,000 kilometers and traveling some 1,000 kilometers laterally. The missile splashed down approximately 160 kilometers west of Japan's second-largest island. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the launch was a threat to his country's security.
I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately and take every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council.
North Korea, in tandem with its missile program, has also claimed it has successfully miniaturized nuclear warheads to place on top of its missiles. Reaction after the White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus was abruptly replaced by Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said this has been about 2 weeks in the making, and Priebus stated during an interview with CNN that President Donald Trump wanted to go in a different direction. Still, the president spoke highly of them both.
Reince is a good man. John Kelly will do a fantastic job. General Kelly has been a star, done an incredible job thus far, respected by everybody. A great, great American. Reince Priebus, a good man.
Priebus, whose tenure lasted little more than 6 months, was an establishment figure and also the former chairman of the Republican National Committee. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Retired Marine General John Kelly was one of the military's longest-serving commanders before Mr. Trump named him secretary for the Department of Homeland Security. Kelly is 67, and his youngest son, First Lieutenant Robert Michael Kelly, was killed in action in Afghanistan in 2010. The younger Kelly was a Marine and was on his third combat tour when he died. Since his son's death, Kelly has talked in stark terms about the threats the United States faces in the Middle East and beyond. He is close to Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, also a retired Marine general, and is generally well-liked and respected by both Democrats and Republicans in politically divided Washington. The White House says President Donald Trump approves Congress's new sanctions against Russia, and he intends to sign the bill. In a statement Friday, the press secretary said the president has reviewed a final version of the bill, which outlines additional sanctions against a wide range of Russia industries. The bill also gives Congress the ability to block the president from lifting the Russia sanctions. Russia has already responded to them with new measures targeting U.S. missions in the country. Moscow said Washington must reduce the number of diplomatic and technical staff working in U.S. missions in Russia to 455 by September 1st. Against the backdrop of the site where 15 members of the notorious MS-13 gang were arrested for murder last week in Suffolk County on New York's Long Island, President Trump has promised to liberate American communities from gangs. Speaking to a group of law enforcement officers, Mr. Trump called on Congress to approve funds for an additional 10,000 immigration and customs enforcement officers in order to, in his words, root out the criminal cartels.
We cannot accept this violence one day more. Can't do it. And we're not going to do it because of you. We're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to allow it to happen. And we're backing you up 100%. Remember that.
The president also appeared to support police brutality in his remarks. The Suffolk County Police Department said in a statement it has strict regulations about how prisoners are treated. Sri Lanka has signed a $1.1 billion deal with a Chinese company to sell a majority stake in a controversial deep port in a bid to slash debt, and says it has addressed concerns that China could use the port for military purposes. The deal was signed after months of renegotiation following strident opposition to the project. While critics at home warned that handling majority control to the Chinese threatens national security, neighboring India fretted about China gaining access to its strategic port. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.